BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
Hi, I'm Amol Rajan, and welcome to the Rethink podcast. The pandemic has forced change on all our lives. For some, temporarily. For others, things will never be the same again. But could it be a turning point, not just for individuals, but also for societies? The extraordinary poet and director Caleb Femi, who is 30, is often cast as the voice of his generation, and, as this essay shows, with good reason. When he was 17, Femi, who grew up in Peckham, South London, had a gun put to his head and the trigger pulled. It's only because the gun jammed that you can hear him now, asking us to rethink education. Femi's essay puts me in mind of two other important thinkers in this arena. In his book, Culture Counts, the late Sir Roger Scruton wrote, "It is one of the most deeply rooted superstitions of our age that the purpose of education is to benefit those who receive it." He went on, "True teachers do not provide knowledge as a benefit to their pupils, they treat their pupils as a benefit to knowledge." For Scruton, knowledge and not the pupil is the supreme consideration. More recently, in his book Natural Born Learners, the former teacher Alex Beard toured the world looking at the best ideas to prepare individuals for tomorrow's world. Femi has a similar motive in arguing for a new kind of learning, while, like Scruton, endorsing the noble idea that education has a value beyond utility, that is, beyond maximising economic potential.
The British education system has covered itself in a veil for centuries. The veil is the promise that at the end of the road of education, there is security and even prosperity. We are told to trim the fat of our potential. Students turn up every morning for 39 weeks a year. They studied and they learned for tests and they sat those tests. They shrunk their imagination and the autonomy of the learning process because there was that promise. And that promise was that you leave with a qualification, an emblem that said you were a capable member of society. This was the veil. But COVID-19 was the storm that tore that veil apart for me students in the UK. See, when the lockdown was instated, schools had to close. And GCSE students, year 11s, year 10s, some year 9s, and A-level students, in the middle of their exam prep, were told that they won't be able to take their tests. Now, imagine that. Years of classroom exercises, homework, coursework, mock tests, parents' evening. God, parents' evening. Sacrificing so much because of that promise of a qualification, of security. Instead, your worth, the value of your qualification, your supposed future prospects is based on an inaccurate calculation of what is called your predicted grade. Take note that statistically, Black students are under-predicted and generally exceed their predicted grades in their real exams. So what many students learn during this lockdown period is that society is an uncertain landscape. Job sectors are volatile. And then they begin to question themselves. They question the tools that they have to be able to survive in the wild that is adulthood. You don't have to be David Attenborough to know that absolute security does not exist in nature. The ones who survive, the ones who thrive, are the ones who have the tools and have the skills to adapt. So as a student, you then question yourself, do I have the tools that is required to survive in this society? And these tools are problem solving. They are creativity, innovation, the autonomy to envisage a new possibility, a new future, the mental dexterity to make careers of yourself, make society a better place, a more efficient place, a more equal place for everyone. The tools that you need to survive in such an uncertain landscape don't match up. Going forward, it means that it's ultimately a job for you, the individual, alongside with your community, to think in ways that puts you at the driving seat of your own learning. New approaches need to be made where students are encouraged to think creatively, to exercise their imagination, to problem solve in unique, innovative, exciting ways. That is what a post-lockdown relationship should look like.
That was Caleb Femi, suggesting that what you need to survive in today's world includes plenty of things, innovation, autonomy, creativity, that they don't currently teach you in school. Though he's older than today's A-level students, his articulation of the anxieties of a generation who are missing various rites of passage was, to my mind, sad and powerful, especially in relation to ethnic disparities. Femi forced us to ask, as Roger Scruton and Alex Beard asked, why do we educate? For decades now, we've pushed ever more pupils toward university, for instance, redefining aspects of university in the process. Perhaps, as Femi suggests, optimising the moral as opposed to the material value of education requires us to reassess our grade expectations. Thanks for listening to the Rethink podcast. You can hear many more episodes on BBC Sounds.